You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
The big story of the day.
So, the ANC is now 110 years old. The party celebrated this milestone in Limpopo this past weekend with President Cyril Ramaphosa delivering the annual January 8 statement, which basically outlines the ANC's priorities for this year. And the state mostly, in fact, that statement mostly centered on the renewal of the ANC. So renewal and rebuilding were the buzzwords. And I'm interested to hear from you if you believe that the ANC is still serious about this project of renewal. Have you seen signs of this commitment? What do you think this 110th milestone represents for the party, right? I'd really like to hear your thoughts on that. 011-883-0702. You can send your voice notes as well on 072-702-1702. Let's bring in the ANC Treasurer General, Paul Mashatile, now. Thank you so much for making time, Mr. Mashatile. Welcome to the show and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Clement, and very good morning to all the listeners.
As the ANC, did you celebrate this 110th milestone proud of the organization as it currently stands, or were you hanging your heads in shame, thinking about some of the values of the movement that have been betrayed?
Well, we celebrated being proud that the ANC still exists, is still going strong. You'll recall that we went to Limpopo earlier in the week. We arrived, most of us arrived there on Tuesday. And the reason really was that we should visit communities, because the rally would only be able to accommodate 2,000 people. So leaders of the ANC went to different villages, and we were well received in all these villages. We met with traditional leaders, we met with church people, branches of the ANC, and it's quite clear that many people out there want to see the ANC once again going strong. So the message of renewal was well received everywhere we've gone. Not to say that we don't have challenges, but I think there is hope that we are on the right direction.
What does this milestone mean for the organization? There are some people who make the argument that this is the beginning of the end for the movement. It may take a while, but it's inevitable. Do you believe that? And is there still a chance to turn the tide, or is it too late?
There's a big chance. When we were engaging with communities in Limpopo, it was very clear that the love for the ANC has not diminished. All we need to do is to make sure that our branches out there address the challenges that people are facing. And once people realize that we take them serious, we deal with their challenges, I think the support for the ANC will continue to grow.
Tito Mboweni, the former finance minister, was on ENCA last night speaking to JJ Tabane, and he indicated that he doesn't care much which party is in power. He says he didn't join the struggle for one party to govern forever until Jesus comes. He says what matters is the democratic system in the country. It doesn't matter which party is in charge. Do you agree that it's not going to be the end if or when the ANC loses power, as long as the democratic order is intact?
Well, experience has shown in many parts of the world that if you don't have a strong party in charge of government, you tend to have very unstable government, especially where there are collisions. I believe that keeping the ANC in power is the right thing in South Africa. We are a very strong party. We have to be serious about our project of renewal to make sure that our cadres do the right thing. We fight corruption, make sure that the resources of the state are used properly to benefit the people. So my approach is that keep the ANC in power, that the ANC that does the right things, the ANC that is strong, because if the ANC collapses, my sense is that you'll have very difficult in having a stable South Africa, because there is no other strong party out there. You're going to end up with coalitions that are unstable and are not able to agree on how to keep the country going. So I wouldn't agree with Tito that the question of any party coming in power and keeping the democratic system in place. Yes, we need a democratic system in place, but I think the ANC is the right party to do so.
The president spoke about the ANC Renewal Commission that will be set up to draw up a roadmap of Vision 2032. And if you're really serious about continuing to be governing, as you suggest, that if the ANC collapses, then you're not going to have a stable South Africa, then this is going to be quite critical. What ANC is this that is desired, right, for the 10 years that are still to come? So this ANC Renewal Commission that's going to be set up,
yes.
Yeah, what kind of an ANC is desired in 10 years' time?
Firstly, let me say, yes, we've agreed that we should have this commission. Our approach, Clement, is that we need the ANC that is true to its values, with cadres who are selfless, whose priority is to serve the people, the ANC that will take on corruption head-on, the ANC that will prioritize the challenges that people are facing out there and deal with them decisively. For instance, when I was in Limpopo, the area where I was, and I met with traditional leaders and other communities, they raised the issue of water, for instance, to say, look, there's a dam, Greater Letaba Dam, that needs to be fixed so that people can get clean, drinkable water. In some areas, they talked about roads. So what we need to do, we need the ANC that is focused, that understand that these are the challenges that people are facing and deal with them. The ANC that will focus on economy, ensure that the economy of this country grows. We attend to infrastructure, create jobs, particularly for young people. So we need to do the right things. Once we do the right things, that's the kind of ANC we want. We don't want every time we are engaging with communities and people are saying, well, you know, you guys are corrupt, the ANC is corrupt. We want an ANC that will have a clean image, ANC that is trusted, ANC that prioritizes the challenges that people are facing and deal with them decisively.
There were some security lapses over the weekend at the ANC gala dinner. On Friday, there were blackouts while the president was speaking there. I think you had indicated it was a technical glitch. And then on Saturday, Bekicele said someone purposely tampered with the switch, possibly a security breach. Are there concerns around the security of the president? And what's your position as the ANC on even the attacks that we saw in Parliament, that fire, the Constitutional Court, and how it was vandalized? Because some of your comrades have suggested that these are not innocent, separate incidents. They could be coordinated attacks, and the target is the democratic order.
Well, I wouldn't say that the president is in danger. I think all the events we have had, we had proper security. The president, as you would remember, was at the golf day on Friday to tee off and took photos with many of the golfers, and the environment was good. Even at the dinner, there wasn't really any security concerns that we were worried about. Of course, at the end of his speech, we did have a problem of lights. I haven't had the chance to get his report to say who tampered with the switch. I'm sure he will report to us once that investigation is done. So for now, our conclusion at the time was that obviously, because that venue is, well, it's I mean, if you look at it, It's a kind of venue that is probably used for small meetings, weddings. On that day, we had a lot of equipment that were connected to the power system there, all the media vans, lights, and so on. So anything is possible that the main switch could have tripped. But we will get the report once the investigation is done as to what happened. But we don't think that the president is in danger wherever he goes. Mm. I think he's got proper security. And, you know, many of our people, our assessment out there is that wherever the president goes, he's receiving a lot of support. He's welcomed, and therefore there shouldn't be concerns about his security.
No, and then speaking of the president, you are going to be holding your elective conference later this year. I saw the ANC in Limpopo already backing him for the second term. Do you agree that he must be given the space to lead the organization for another 5 years, like it's been the case traditionally with other former leaders?
Well, the president is doing very well. So, I mean, I know that the process of nomination in the ANC are not yet opened. But we don't have a problem with Limpopo's proposal. All what they need to do is to start engaging other provinces. Because remember, in the ANC, you can't win a conference alone as a province. The other provinces must agree with you. So Limpopo knows that although they have engaged their structures, they are clear about supporting the president, they now need to engage KZN, Gauteng, Eastern Cape, Western Cape, Mpumalanga, Free State, and all other provinces, Northern Cape. So it's, I would say, is really the beginning of that long journey to December.
But you're saying you don't have a problem with that call. You do think that the president deserves that second term?
Yes, no, definitely. I don't have a problem.
And any plans to also return perhaps as deputy president if you're called upon to do so?
Well, that issue has not arisen yet as to who should occupy the other positions. So I will wait to hear what people are saying on the ground. And if we are engaging, we probably agree whoever is proposed. If there's no agreement, there will be contestation because, you know, ANC is a democratic organization, so it's okay if you have more than one name and people contest, that's fine. But those issues have not arisen yet.
Yeah, but are you open to that? Should a branch say, we want you, Paul Mashatile, to run for position of deputy president? Are you open to that?
I'm still going to think about it.
Okay. Another comrade of yours, Lindiwe Sisulu, may be the contender for the position of president. I don't know if you saw the article that she authored that is published on IOL. She's basically saying what could be described as an anti-ANC position, arguing that the constitution is this neoliberal construct, suggesting it's behind the country's economic conditions and hasn't done much for South Africans. What are your thoughts on that positioning of the constitution by your own comrade in the ANC NEC?
Well, I must confess that I haven't read her article, but I saw some comrades criticizing her for that stance. My view is that I think South Africa has a constitution that it's really the anchor for a democratic system. I think a lot went into the writing of this constitution, bringing it to be. And I think we should support it. And there may well be that there are those who see limitations there and there, but generally, I think we have the best constitution under the circumstances. And I think we should hold it in high esteem and make sure that we support whatever programs that government are implementing and Parliament under the guidance of this constitution. So I wouldn't agree that the constitution of this country is a problem.
What do you think South Africans should make of statements like that, where people come and attack the constitution and the judiciary? And I'm asking this because my understanding is that as the ANC, you appreciate this document as a transformative document, as you've indicated now, that this is the anchor of a democratic system, and a lot went into writing this constitution. What should South Africans make of you as the Treasurer General coming and appreciating this document, and that you've got someone who's part of the leadership of the ANC who comes and questions the document and what it's done or hasn't done for poor South Africans?
Yeah, I suppose, Clement, South Africans will frown upon such statements. And as the little I've seen is that she was writing in her own personal capacity. So it's not, these are not the views of the ANC. And therefore, if people criticize her, whether within the ANC or not, and not agreeing with her, I wouldn't have a problem with that, because certainly it's not the position of the ANC.
Yeah, but do you know if she's raised these concerns before in the ANC? Because the suggestion you get is that, and this often happens even with some of your comrades, that when it's time before an elective conference, people come up, they do silly things. That's why we call it sometimes the silly season, the campaigning season. People say things because they want to relate to a particular constituency. And one of the questions I've been asking on the open line on the show today is, maybe we don't know if this person over the last years when she's been in the close power circle in the ANC, maybe these are the issues she's been raising. Are you aware, perhaps in the NEC meeting, where she stood up and said, comrades, we need to relook at this constitution because it's not working for the majority of our people?
Nothing that I can recall. If she did, it's probably in a meeting where I was not present, but I can't remember us having such a discussion or Comrade Lindy raising such a matter. But I wouldn't say she never did, because it may well be that I was not present when she did, but I can't recall that.
All right, I want to ask you about the state capture report now. The part one of the report is out, and the position, from what I got from the ANC president last week, is that the position of the ANC that it is that they will ensure that this report and the recommendations are implemented. But part of the report, as I was reading it, it indicates that the ANC benefited. One of the things that it indicates is that the ANC benefited from the proceeds of corruption, right? There was money that was diverted to the party. When you read the part about SA Express, the contract that it got with the Northwest government, and there was a ground handling contract that was given, and the person was told, donate 1 million rand to the ANC. I want to know if, as the African National Congress, do you think you should be paying back the money in cases where the state capture report says this is the amount of money that you received and benefited as the ANC, that were the proceeds of corruption? Should you be returning that money?
We are currently studying the report, and of course, we would not want to be an organization that benefits from proceeds of crime or corruption. And to the extent that, as Treasurer General, I become aware that certain monies were brought into the ANC as proceeds of crime, we will definitely return those funds to where they're supposed to go. But we need to study carefully what the report says, because remember, because the ANC is a big organization, some of these donations and so on may not have necessarily come through to the House. It may be in a particular province or a particular branch and so on. So there's a lot of work that we need to do to make sure that we check all this.
All right. But you are making a commitment that as a Treasurer General, if you are aware of some monies that were brought in the ANC and they were proceeds of crime, those monies will be returned to where they're supposed to go.
Most definitely.
As we wrap up, I want you to give us a quick update on the issue of salaries. Have salaries been paid to your employees at Lutulu House? I remember that when I spoke to you in January this year, you indicated that you would carry out an audit of employees with the intention to reduce staff, given that your salary bill is just unsustainable. Have you started with that retrenchment process? And where are you with the issue of paying salaries for your employees?
We have started with the process of reducing staff, but we have not retrenched anybody yet. We wanted to make sure that we handle this as humane as possible. The idea is that we should cut our salary bill at least by half, from 18 million rand a month to half of that, because it's not sustainable. So that process has started. The report will go to the officials when we meet next week, before the NEC the other week, to say this is what we're suggesting. The approach that we have taken firstly was to redeploy people. So some of the people will go to the party school, for instance, others to maybe Progressive Business Forum. So we are looking at institutions that can take those who have skills. Some of the comrades who are there who are NEC members may well be people who should be in Parliament instead of being full-time at Lutulu House. So we're looking at not just throwing people into the streets, but redeploying them as much as we can. Those who are older, who have reached a pensionable age, will then be retired. So definitely the staff will reduce. We have paid salaries up to end of November, just on the eve of Christmas. We paid the 2 months that we're owing the staff. We will be receiving funding now in January again, and then we will then make sure that we back pay people. Mm. We have made arrangements for increase in party funding by government, and we are hoping that come February, the Minister of Finance will increase party funding, and therefore the problems that we have will really become something of the past.
All right. Paul Mashatile, ANC Treasurer General, thank you so much for your time.